The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Zuffa bought the UFC for $2 million. If it's currently worth $4 billion, this is just business 101. You sell it. Because how many $2 million businesses ever turn into $4 billion businesses?
And the reality is, it's not ever going to be worth more than this.
No, they've spent the last year and a half taking the focus off Dana White, and they've made the face of the UFC Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey. Dwight, I'll give him some credit for sitting there and answering some questions that couldn't have been easy to answer. When someone asks you on national TV, why do you think people don't like you? I give him credit for sitting there and talking about that stuff. A lot of it felt scripted. I almost got an A-Rod vibe from him last night. He had an answer planned out for whatever they asked him.
It sounded very coached, and that's okay. But it's hard to believe anything that really came out of his mouth because it does sound coached.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed anything, all available on podcastarena.com, including a lot of the things you heard there, including us talking about the Astros now moving on to the 15th inning, bottom of. And the 72-year-old Indian woman who got pregnant. I just have to share two texts for you, and then we're going to move on from that because I'm disgusted. 832 says that milk is probably expired.
More than likely. Also probably not pasteurized.
Or barrel-aged.
That damn.
That's okay. So there we go. 713-780-ESPN. So here's what we're going to do next segment. Let me do my best to set this up for you guys. And for some of you who don't quite understand what we're talking about, I'll try to explain it in as easy a terms as possible. At 6:15, and if you want to do it, you probably should call in around 6:12 and get on hold and wait. The best What Are the Odds call is going to win a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. In fact, you can come see us. I think, when are we out there again, John? Is it next week?
Friday.
Next Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you win it, you can come out there, $50 gift card. So here's what we're going to do. And I'm trying to get the Blitzers to explain to some of the idiots out there what really good trash talk is. So the best What Are the Odds trash talking anyone or all of us is going to win the gift card.
All right.
But we're going to do that next segment. I just want to give you some time to think about it. Now, just a hint, if your call includes the word looser with two O's, you're not going to win. If your call includes you suck, you're not going to win. If your call includes the term butthurt, you're not going to win.
Okay.
Okay? So you guys have some time to think about it. Come up with something.
If you have anything negative to say about me, you won't win.
Well, no, you can have
it
something negative.
It just Fred or John.
No, it can be about it. It just needs to be funny. That's all I'm asking for.
All right.
Fine. And yeah.
All right, fine. It can be about me.
And then John will decide. So 713-780-ESPN. Go ahead. 713 guy says, you guys sound bitter that you don't have the Astros. Are you kidding me? They eat up so much inventory. I'm so glad.
We would never be on the air if we had the Astros.
And our ratings would totally suck. I mean, they're a ratings killer.
Yeah. Ask 790 how their ratings have been the last couple years.
Yeah. No, no bitterness whatsoever.
No. You keep them.
Yeah.
Rockets, too.
I want no part of that. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get on hold. Yeah, I love how, I don't know where you guys get this stuff from.
Yeah, we're really bitter that we don't have radio baseball because
There's a swing and a miss.
Yeah, there's not much more exciting than radio baseball.
Honestly, if we did have them, I wouldn't be listening to them right now because their announcers are so awful. I listen to the national feed. So
that's a strange.
Yeah, that's just that. You know what that is? That's, well, you guys won't hire me, so I'm going to try to come up with something that makes it sound like, oh, you guys are jealous because you don't have this. No, we're not jealous of a damn thing. Yeah, I'm glad we don't have the Texans because we can actually be honest about them. I mean, yeah, would it be great for ratings? Sure. We'd crush the world. But do I like being able to give you an honest take on them? Absolutely. Wouldn't mind having UH.
Yeah.
You know, or Aggie.
I don't need any of that stuff. I sometimes I get frustrated when, like, when we get bumped for Texas basketball, I get frustrated.
Yeah, that's the truth. The
I don't like any play-by-play that shortens my show. I don't like.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Like the draft shortened us.
Yeah, but when ratings come out, we're responsible for that. Not Texas basketball, not the NFL draft. It's our job to make sure we have good ratings. They're not going to call Craig Way in to David Gal's office and say, hey, what's going on with these ratings this month, Craig? We noticed you did a couple games during the blitz and the numbers are down. No, that's not how it works. We're responsible for it.
Pretty much, yeah. So, and you know, we do a lot less of that. We used to be off for a lot of stuff in the beginning. And then we started actually doing some numbers, and then they quit doing that. But there was, yeah. I remember we used to do hockey. Do we not do hockey anymore?
We will be getting the Stanley Cup back this year, but it will be on 1560.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, nothing wrong with that.
I don't mind when it's like big national events.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like when it's the World Cup, we're hardly ever on the air when it's the World Cup. I mean,
But I don't think we have that.
It depends. It depends where it is, because last time
it happened in the middle of the night a lot, huh?
Yeah, last
it was mornings.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we were doing like 10 a.m. shows to lead into games. Yeah,
yeah. The past one was, I forget where it was, but it was
Brazil. Always, it was Brazil.
Was it? And then it took kind of place during the middle of the day, and some of them were at night.
Yeah, we did a lot of weird shows like 10 to noon and stuff like that in between U.S. games. But,
Did you guys, both of you guys watch Batman vs. Superman?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
I'm probably going Saturday, finally.
This isn't a spoiler because apparently they promoted this before the movie came out.
I already know what's happened in it, even though I haven't seen it, so it's cool.
I just found out that Jesse Eisenberg's character was Lex Luthor Jr.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was the whole point. Like, you didn't notice, like, on the basketball court, and he was talking about his dad.
I thought they meant Lionel Luthor.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's something I just found out recently.
Yeah, I'm finally. I've been waiting.
What I didn't like about that was how they pretended like Lex Luthor Jr.'s dad, like people would suddenly let this supervillain's dad or like the supervillain's son run a major corporation, and no one would suspect him of any ill doing. I mean, stop it. It would have been better if they would have just made him
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, although I still don't like him as Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He comes off more of a Joker Riddler type of character than he does a Luthor.
He's goofy.
So that's kind of like Gene Hackman going back to the original ones. That's sort of how he was as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. Well, I've seen it,
okay,
but I don't remember
it. You don't have to remember it. I was just saying that's how he was. Gosh. All right. Well, I'm seeing this Saturday, so I'll have a full report. Although we may go see Captain America
instead.
Yeah. It's my kids are so busy now. For us to actually take time to go to a movie, it's like coordinating the three of our schedules is ridiculous.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take it off of sports.
No, it's okay. You can take it off of sports all you want because, you know, you're perfectly welcome to do that anytime you want. But you just found that out, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Are you on are you guys on any other shows right now besides Banshee and Thrones?
Yeah.
What are you on?
The Americans still. Blacklist still.
Yeah, that show's gotten so awful. I thought it'd get better when they killed her off, but it's gotten just as bad. I'm out on that show forever after this season.
Vikings?
Yeah, I haven't watched that. You guys need to get on that Orphan Black, man, I'm telling
you. Yeah.
That show, your wife will love it too. But there's a hit for the Indians.
God, it's like a big event when they get a big hit.
Well, the Astros have gone hitless for seven innings, apparently. So, thrilling stuff.
Carlos Santana, who's normally very Astro-like, either home run or strikeout. He's like 2015 Astros incarnate. Actually gets a base hit, so that's not a good sign.
I've been watching that Night Manager, too. It's like a mini-series.
I've got that recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
It's
Oh, and Bates Motel I'm still watching, too.
It's good. It's not, you know, I mean, it's worth watching. It's just not one where you're going to go, oh, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Glad I watched it. I like the guy who plays House. And
oh, I love that guy.
He's pretty good in this. Yeah, Hugh Laurie. So I watched it because of him. The first one was slow because it was setting it up, and then the second was really good, and then the third one was kind of slow, so I haven't watched the fourth one yet. And I'm almost done with it then. So, all right. I do want to remind you that you need to get lined up now, okay? Best Smack Talk is going to win a $50 Quaker Steak gift Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. And all you got to do is come up with something about any one of us. Just talk a little smack, but do it cool. So get on hold now, 713-780-3776. Basically make one of us laugh. Whoever does that, you're going to win the gift card. And I do want to remind you that What Are the Odds Wednesday is brought to you by Deep South Barrels.
Got to tell you about Deep South Barrels. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and hopefully you've smarted up and listened by now. We've had a couple listeners call in and some people tweeting me, telling me they got them as gifts, and they're loving them. If you like booze, you need to know about these guys. You need to check them out. It's a local business. They're right down there in Pearland. And what they do is they make these small personal-sized barrels that suck the impurities out of cheap booze and turn it into something great. People have been asking me which barrel combo they should go with. So the guys at Deep South Barrels and I sat down. We created an option based on my favorites. It's the double barrel package. Comes with 2 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey, a stand to display your barrels, and some complimentary shot glasses, and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences. And if you use my promo code Hoffman, you're going to get 10% off your sticker price there at deepsouthbarrels.com. In fact, use my code Hoffman, you'll get 10% off whatever you purchase there at deepsouthbarrels.com. Age your spirits to perfection with the double barrel package, Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com.
Move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab them, cause I'm a fool. Thought I wouldn't have that done. Who'd you, what you call an infinite brawl? Eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block.
ESPN
97.5.
It's just one of those.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Astros have the leadoff runner on after an error, it looks like. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. Best Smack Talk. When you call, and tweeting doesn't do it. Like Carlos tweeted this. What are the odds that Fred Fowler looks more like 10,000 pounds of chewed up hippo ass than A.J. is the real? Very creative. That would have made you a contender. 0%, by the way. But that's okay. That's exactly what we're looking for. And the best one is going to get a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas and over 25 different sauces. TV's on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Let's start off with Daniel. He gets to lead it off. What's up,
hey,
Daniel?
What are the odds that Johnny Ware brought more outfits to wear at the Kentucky Derby than Tara Lipinski did?
I'm going
60-40.
60%.
Yeah. Look at just that dude's hair. That was freaky. Okay. Thomas.
Why are they the Kentucky Derby people, by the way?
I have no idea. It makes me an embarrassment to be a horse fiend. It really does. I'm embarrassed by it.
I think it's because they were such a hit during the Olympics and NBC has the Kentucky Derby. I think that's why.
Okay. Is Barbara Bush at this game?
There's a home run. That should do it.
That's it.
Yep. He was still holding the bat. Who was that? I couldn't tell from over here.
Is that Marwin Gonzalez?
Marwin Gonzalez. Congratulations. So the Astros did in before our show.
That's a sweep, sir.
No, it's not. Is it? Did they win yesterday?
Yep.
I thought they lost yesterday.
Well, maybe they did lose yesterday.
Yeah, I thought they lost yesterday.
What do I know?
Okay, let's... try Thomas.
Yeah, they did lose yesterday. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Thomas.
I was thinking of Monday.
Yay. What up, guys?
Sports. Hey, sports.
Hey, this one's for AJ. What are the odds that
AJ would actually find fair Bruce nipples attractive. I mean, you know, got the money to get a nice pair there, you know?
A Caitlyn nipple, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair Bruce nipple. You know?
Yeah, I'll go 70%.
Okay.
I mean, listen, if I didn't see the head and I just saw a pair of fake jugs with nipple, I'd probably be like, well, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, here? And then you
then
see...
I see the face, and then I see... the face maybe not bother me as much as if you pan the camera down.
Yeah, well...
But
yeah, yesterday, girlfriend called me a damn liar because I said I wouldn't find that attractive.
You would.
Yeah, she called me a damn liar.
She knows you. She knows you too well.
All right, let's try David.
She knows you love nipple.
Who doesn't? David.
What are the odds David Dugatti and young Mike Golic would destroy y'all's ratings because David is so much smarter and young Golic is such a better athlete?
David Dugatti?
And young Golic.
No, 0%.
Yeah.
I've heard, John, just to let you know, as much as I love David Dugatti, I've heard nothing but negative reviews about his show on Tuesday, and I've heard that it's actually making our show sound worse on Tuesday because I'm not properly prepared because I don't have my space. So we need to cancel that show immediately or move it to a different time slot that's not right before ours.
And as for young Golic, we all know why he has a job. Let's try Sean. What's up, Sean?
All right, sports to you.
Sports to you.
Hello. All right. Quick question. What are the odds that Fred gets a divorce before John gets married?
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's a damn good one. Well, we just booked our flight to Canada for July. So, Johnny, is this going to happen before mid-July?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, I always try to pick a fight to get out of this trip so I can just stay home and hang out with my friends. But that's not going to work because I've already paid for the tickets. I'm going to say 50-50. I think it's a coin flip. It's a good one.
Were any of these really trash talk?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. We're not done yet. We got more. Steven's up next. See what Steven's got. Steven?
Hello?
You're
hey,
on, man.
Sports. Hey, sports guys.
Sports
hey,
to you.
Sorry this isn't trash talk, but what are the odds that Tyrion Lannister rides a dragon this season or next before the Astros have a winning record?
Is that a euphemism, or does he mean he really rides
a dragon? He actually rides a dragon.
Oh, okay.
I'll go 5%.
I'll go 10%. All right, let's try Robert. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys.
Sports.
Hey, guys. What are the odds that AJ could rent out that Cro-Magnon Man forehead as a movie projection screen part-time?
62%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for feature films, but for short films.
But yeah, for short films, because you'd get bored if you had to sit there for the whole thing.
I'm ADD, so I can't sit still for too long.
There we go. We're getting it. Okay.
By the way, that photo was obviously altered.
Yes, a little bit.
I have
not a lot. I mean, it just was at an angle. That's all. But you know how it goes.
Whatever.
Adonis. Tried Adonis.
Hey, now.
Sports is going on.
Sports is going on.
So this is a little spin on what are the odds. I want to know what odds are higher. Dwight Howard staying in Houston with James Harden and winning a championship, or Dwight Howard having another child?
Oh, Dwight Howard having another child. 80%. All right. Doc. Then we got one
hey,
more.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports
what
you.
Are the odds that John gets any more ignorant when it comes to picking characters or actors to play the Joker? Because he recommended Jesse Eisenberg for the Joker, and that is probably the most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, it is. Come on, man.
No, I never said that he was going to be a good Joker. I said the Lex Luthor that he portrayed seemed more like the Joker or the Riddler.
Yeah, and, you know, Jim Carrey was a much better Riddler than Jesse Eisenberg ever would be.
Well, Jim Carrey was very good.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Gotham is another show I watch still every week. And I was thinking about that because that guy that's playing the Riddler, I was thinking, God, Jim Carrey was so good at that role because he was so believable because he seems like a lunatic.
Brian. Let's try Brian.
Hey, guys. What are the odds that Fred can pick a horse race winner before AJ gets back in the ring and wins an MMA fight?
Ooh, nice.
Fred's going to win after today's action.
No, that's nice. That's a good one. I will, with your knee hurt, I will definitely have a winner.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have a winner. MJ, I know it won't be a contest, but what are the odds Barry Warner has more hair on his boys than the two of you have on your head. I still have a little bit. I'm going to have him beat there. I don't know, man. I haven't seen and I don't want to know. That's just something I'll never check, so there's no way. And I don't think he grooms.
I'll give him a slight edge.
Probably so. All right, John, do we have any more? We got one more?
We got one more.
Danny. Let's do Danny and then John. Well, actually, we got two more. We got Danny and Deacon, and then we'll pick a winner. What's up, Danny?
Sports.
Sports to you.
So what are the better odds? Your guys' show getting shut down or Fred impregnating a 70-year-old woman?
Ooh, I hope Fred impregnating a 70-year-old woman.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that. But
that would be better for the show than it getting shut down, right?
Yeah, does that mean I got to go get drunk and hit a 70-year-old now? I mean,
you don't have to be drunk.
Well, no, I kind of do need to be drunk.
Ah, Fred, come on. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Look, man, what if I break her hip?
A finish is a finish. Okay. You know that.
All right, well, fine. I'll take one for the team.
Thank you. We don't want to get fired.
No, I know. You're right. You're right. I got to do what I got to do, man. I got to protect what we have here. Deacon, you're up last. What's up, Deacon?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that AJ is faking this knee injury because he can't find any more scrubs to line up and fight?
Well, I didn't have a fight lined up, and I've already said that I'm not going to fight anymore.
Even though you probably were going to if you could just stay healthy for a while.
But I was planning on competing in a jiu-jitsu competition in Austin in June.
You just wanted to go to Austin, be honest.
I did want to go to Austin.
any excuse to go to Austin.
Which I'm still hopeful isn't completely off the table, but we'll see.
All right. John, what do you think? There's some good ones there. Yeah, that was fun.
Towards the end, there was. I'm going to give it to Thomas.
Thomas, which one was his?
I don't recall the specific what are the odds question, but I had him pegged in as the leader going through all of these.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We don't even know what won.
Yeah. Congratulations. Well, whatever Thomas. It was, congratulations, Thomas. You get the $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. Best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. All right. That was fun. Good job, guys. See, let this be a lesson to you who just, to those of you who type in, losers. Be creative and funny, and you'll win. It's that simple. You get to go to Quaker Steak and Lube. All right. So, your Astros wind up winning 5-3 to get to 14-21 on the season, thanks to Marwin Gonzalez's two-run homer in the 15th, or was it 16th? John?
I think that was 15.
Okay. It's hard to see the screen from here. I really need to get my eyes fixed. I refuse to get glasses. That's not happening.
No, final 16. Sorry.
Okay, so it was 16. So you need to get your eyes fixed. Yeah. Damn it.
Well, I wasn't looking. I was just going off of what I thought I knew, but I didn't.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We got a lot of stuff to get to still. It's amazing how fast this show has gone by today. Can we talk about a little football when we come back?
Sure. The Astros had 10 hits in 16 innings.
And they didn't have one until they went 7 innings without one in extra innings.
Goodness.
I think at one point. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, Hustletown, Craig Shelton, Angela Lawford, and Jermaine Every coming up at 7 o'clock tonight right after the show. And I want to remind you, What Are the Odds Wednesday? Brought to you by Deep South Barrels. 281 says, UFC is now looking to sell because they actually have to pay fighters big money due to the rise of Conor McGregor. He knows his worth.
When your corporation is worth $4 billion, I doubt that they're really worried about what they have to pay their fighters.
Yeah, I just...
$4 billion with a B.
Yeah, I just think if somebody comes to you with that kind of offer, you take it, and there's absolutely no way that it's going to be worth any more than that. And that's what you do in business. If you believe me, if I had a couple things right now that if somebody were to come and offer me significantly more than I invested in them, done.
course.
Done.
Think about this.
In fact, I did that a few months ago. Sold something that I'd only put a few $100 in and got a lot for it.
If you really think the UFC is trying to get out now because they have to pay Conor McGregor, let's say they have to pay him $1 million a fight. Let's just pretend that that's what the going rate is, that the UFC is out of pocket, $1 million per fight for him. Think about this. We mentioned earlier in the show the Cowboys are worth $4 billion, the most valuable franchise in the NFL. Do you think Jerry Jones would worry about playing or would worry about paying the best player on his team $1 million?
Well, let's say he fights three times in a year, so it'd be $3 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think he's worried about that?
No.
Of course not, because he's making $4 billion.
Yeah. Do you think he's worried about that because he's paying Tony Romo, what, $22 million
one season? What's Dez making? I mean,
yeah.
So they're not worried about that.
No.
Because they don't have to pay everybody $1 million a fight. They got to pay a couple guys big money. No. Everybody else will fight for what they can fight for. And it's not like Conor McGregor is fighting for more money for everybody. Conor McGregor is worried about his money. Yeah. If the guys on the undercard aren't making any money, Conor McGregor doesn't look at it as his problem. He's not like some sort of advocate for more fighter pay. He's an advocate for more Conor McGregor pay.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's not why they're looking to get out. It's just in any business, if somebody's willing to overpay for something, and what did you say their initial investment was, $2
million?
$2 million. By the way, here's what Jerry Jones is shelling out to some of his guys for this year alone. This year alone. Tony Romo, $20,835,000. Dez Bryant, $13 million. Brandon Carr, $10.2 million. Okay. Jason Witten, $8.6 million. Orlando Scantrick, $7.7 million. Tyron Smith, $6.8 million. Sean Lee, $5.9 million. Doug Free, 5.5. Barry Church, 4.7.
Okay.
Okay, so all those guys, more than Conor McGregor's making. And, it has nothing to do with him changing the game. It has everything to do with this thing's has gotten as popular as it's going to get. And, yeah, if they want to keep it and keep breaking in money, they will. But I think it'd be a good move. If somebody's going to pay you $4 billion for something.
Yep. That you paid $2 million for. Now, let's just put that into... Let's try to put that into perspective for people who struggle to deal with numbers of that magnitude, which makes sense. I mean,
it's silly numbers. It's numbers we're never going to make.
Right. That's a lot of numbers.
It's not this week.
All right. Let's just say you paid $20 for a comic book or a baseball card.
Or a Russian hockey jersey.
Okay, whatever it may be. And several years later, someone offers you $40,000 for that same baseball card or hockey jersey.
Adios. Thank you.
It's been real.
It's been fun.
Like now, that's putting into money that we can all picture ourselves dealing in.
Well, I think it... Let's triple that, though, because that turns into life-changing money if you're talking about a six-figure score. So let's say 60 and 120.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, because $60 is something you put a chunk on. $120,000 means you can take a year off in most cases. Okay.
How about $100 into $200,000 to make it simple?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's life-changing money.
Or even, I mean, because they paid $2 million for it, so imagine you made a $1,000 investment into something. And then it's worth $2 million. And
didn't they sell a really big chunk of it to Abu Dhabi in 2010 for like 10% of it for a whole bunch?
I don't think so.
I think they did. I was reading one of the stories. You might want to look that up. But I'm pretty sure that Abu Dhabi bought 10% of the company for some ridiculous amount in 2010. So they've already cashed once. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. This is such a silly story that I don't even want to dive into it, but I find it amusing. Yardbarker did the next 9 national champions in college football. I don't know why 9.
Okay.
But they did the next 9. I think all I care about is they predict Clemson wins next year.
Okay.
Which is probably a fairly common thing. Well, they lost a lot on defense.
Yeah.
Alabama 2017, I think you can predict them every other year. 2018, Michigan.
Okay.
2019 Ohio State.
I wouldn't be shocked if Michigan gets it done before then.
Yeah,
actually, I mean,
yeah.
From where they've gone or where they were at to where they are now, if they continue at that pace, it'd be pretty impressive.
2020 is Florida.
Oh, boy, that'd take a ridiculous
rise. But 2020 we're talking rise. About. Yeah, that's 4 years away. They're getting there. 2021, Georgia.
Oh, stop it. Georgia doesn't win national championships.
2022, Oregon.
Oregon doesn't win national championships.
2023, Notre Dame with Urban Meyer, now their head coach.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, that'd do it.
Yeah, that's possible.
That'd do it.
And finally, 2024, your Texas Longhorns under
Vince Young Jr.
Tom Herman is the head coach. So there you go. Yeah, somebody said they did sell 10% to Abu Dhabi.
Okay. So.
But I don't know what the number was on that.
I don't either.
But 60 feet, 6 inches, says, I listen every day, but y'all are hilarious drunk. Gotta love trash talk. What are the odds? We're not actually drunk today, though.
That's the unbelievable thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going through a non-drinking phase right now, which is probably why I'm such a dickweed. So we'll see how long that lasts. But it's at least going to last a week and a half. So 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I guess if Urban Meyer went to Notre Dame, I'd give him a shot in 2023.
No doubt.
So, but I guess Kirby Smart is the guy they have Georgia winning it with. And McElwain at Florida in 2021 or 2020. So Oregon, here's the caveat with Oregon. The Ducks won their first national championship 2 seasons after Chip Kelly decided to come back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after he fails miserably in San Francisco. All right, it's kind of a silly.
It's a cheesy game,
but it's kind of fun though.
That's clearly clickbait.
It is,
and it worked,
and it did. But I still read it. I was kind of into it. The other thing I wanted to get to real quickly was. I don't know if you saw this, but Brian Schottenheimer, who's your new quarterback coach with the Colts, says, we don't want to change the way Andrew Luck plays, which is kind of direct contradiction to what the head coach said, which is like, we need him to, you know, protect himself a little better when he runs the football and not turn the ball over more. So I wonder who's kind of who's got the say here. I'm kind of going to go with the head coach. I think he needs to protect himself better. I don't think he's going to turn the ball over as much this year. I really don't. I think with the offensive line, they're going to be better off. But that's kind of weird. Can I also complain about one thing real quick?
Sure.
You know what I hate is when you really do not like someone and then you find out that you wind up watching them and you still don't like them, but then you watch their show again because it's people you want to see. I hate Joe Buck, okay? I think Joe Buck is one of the worst. He's one of the most arrogant, annoying, terrible interviewer, by the way. He's stepping over people all the time, which I hate. And I'm watching through this morning, and there's this great interview with Wayne Gretzky. And I'm like, man, this is pretty cool. And the next one comes on, and it's Bob Baffert, who I've known for a long time. And it's really good. He gets all his stuff, except for he's talking over him and everything.
Right.
I hate this. I hate that the dude is having on people I want to see interviewed because there's enough good stuff come out of it. But I also just want to punch him because he's punchable. I mean, let's be honest. The guy's one of the most punchable looking dudes on the planet. But I just want to punch him and say, hey, man, come on.
Do it.
Just stop talking over him.
You should go see him and do it.
I don't want to be close enough to him to punch him. I don't like the guy. But I hate it when somebody I really dislike is doing something that I wind up wanting to watch. It's kind of, have you had that happen before? Where it's like you hate the person, but, oh, yeah, I kind of want to see this guy on here.
I tend to be pretty good about that. If I don't like something, I just turn it off. I'm not interested.
Well, I wasn't going to watch any of it, and I just happened to be on because it's something I was watching the night before was on that channel. I'm like, oh, cool. I want to see what Bob Baffert has to say. And then it's like, I want to see what Wayne Gretzky has to say. And it's like, oh, just shut up, Joe Buck, please. Just let them talk.
All right, guys, spring cleaning. It's spring. It's time to get your house looking good again. And a lot of you don't know that if you go with the average carpet cleaning company, they'll leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. It'll look clean on the surface, but they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family, your pets sick. Not Dirt Free. Dirt Free's got the best technology in the game. Give them a call. Jeez, I got the hiccups, of course. 281-DIRT-FREE and go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They've got powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, air ducts. They'll clean the interior of your car if that's what you want them to clean. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. They're going to clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95, and they'll throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, if you're hiring, you know where to post your job to find the best candidates.
Where's that?
You post your job in one place, isn't going to be enough to work. You got to do it at ZipRecruiter. If you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. That's what ZipRecruiter.com does. And you get 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And the great thing is, if you do that, you're going to get the best choice of your candidates from any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yeah, you don't have to juggle emails or calls to the office. You can quickly screen your candidates, you can rate them, and you can hire the right one fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, try it for free. Nothing to lose, guys. If you've got a business and you're looking to hire, it's a difficult task. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Don't miss the last weekend of live racing at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll broadcast Friday beginning at 4. It's a food truck Friday and 50-cent beer night from 6 until 9. Saturday, the Bud Light stage welcomes Roger. What did we decide it was?
Krager.
Krager?
Krager? Krager. I don't know.
John, you guess. Krager. We'll go with Krager. Okay. Admission is free with $7 live racing admission before 8 and $20 after 9, or get your tickets online for $14. Don't miss Food Truck Friday and Roger Krager back at Sam Houston Race Park. I guess I should become a fan so I learn how to pronounce his name. All right. Let's do, this is how we end the show every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. And we'll start with our famous deaths. 2015, B.B. King.
Oh,
dead,
good one.
Dead at the age of 89. Good run, though. You make it to 89.
No doubt.
As a blues guitarist. Noel Redding, English bassist from Jimi Hendrix, died in 2003.
Quick thing on B.B. King. Considering he died last year and how everyone went crazy when Prince died, and I mean, do you feel like maybe we didn't appreciate B.B. King enough when he died?
I think so.
He was too old?
I think he was 89, and I think a guy like David Bowie surprised us, and Prince surprised us. I think we expected B.B. King.
Right, but maybe also because people my age knew David Bowie's music. People my age knew Prince's music. People my age, unless you went out of your way to seek it out, probably didn't know B.B. King.
Unless you heard the U2 album Rattlin' Hum, where he did the duet with U2. That's
so
probably
good,
the only
though.
Thing. Yeah,
such a talent.
Robert Reed, actor from The Brady Bunch, 1992, died of the AIDS.
That's the dad of The Brady Bunch?
Yes. 1970, Billy
Burke. He
could
have been banging Florence Henderson, and instead...
He was banging Frank Henderson.
Was it Al the Butcher?
Must have been Al the Butcher.
No, yeah. Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher, yeah.
Alice was banging Sam the Butcher.
Yeah, and well, I mean, maybe he was three-waying it with him, but...
Maybe.
Either way. Okay, I don't know either of the sports figures, so we'll skip over those. How about 1864, Jeb Stuart, Confederate general, dead at the age of 31. I bet he had a tattoo of the Confederate flag.
Probably did.
Just guessing. All right, here are your popes. 1012, Sergius the Ninth, also known as Pietro Crescenti. In 1003, Pope Sylvester / Sylvester II, he must have been schizophrenic, also known as Gerbert van Aureliac. French Pope, that explains it. 964, John VII, also known as Octavianus. 685, Benedict II.
Octave anus.
That's what it says. No, it's octave anus. That means he had eight of them. That's what it says. John put that there.
I bet the dad from the Brady Bunch would have liked to know that guy.
Heck yeah. All eight of them. All right. Theodore, Greek Pope. He was excommunicated, though. So, and then 535, John Mercurius, the Italian Pope. Also dead. All right. We move on to killers. 1994, John Wayne Gacy, mass murderer, executed in Illinois at 52. Where is he on your rankings of mass murderers?
He's solid. I read a book about a kid who like went and did interviews with him and was like a pen pal with him, and then eventually went and met him in his cell, and it was so creepy, and it like took over his life. Hmm. And then the guy ended up committing suicide down the road. But that dude was a creepy guy, man.
All right. 2012.
Also would have been into Octavianus.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All eight of them.
Pope Octavianus.
Right. I think it's Octavianus, which...
Does that mean 18 anuses?
I think it could be. I need you to do...
John, do you speak Italian?
I need you to do the Roman numeral math on this. I think this guy had 18 anuses, which explains why he only lasted 9 years as a pope.
Yeah.
Okay. 1919, Henry Hines, founder of the Hines Company. So, 1960, John D. Rockefeller, dead of pneumonia at 86.
Some rich dudes.
That's a good run there, yeah. Mr. Hines, Mr. Rockefeller.
And Mr. Shelby.
I couldn't marry one of their granddaughters or something. Well, there's many times I've been married. Yeah, Carol Shelby.
Another couple rich guys on, well, at least one rich guy on this list on the last part.
All right, here are your best deaths according to John. 2009, Chuck Daly, basketball coach. Okay. I will go not quite as good a death as 1998 Frank Sinatra, who died his way.
I read a letter from Frank Sinatra to some newspaper writer the other day. It was so great.
Dr. Dre says the Brady Bunch dude would have said eight is enough. Well played,
see what
sir.
You did.
1981, Bob Marley, reggae singer, dead at 36 of brain and lung cancer.
36.
That's too young. That's not a good
crazy.
Run. 1863, Thomas Stonewall Jackson, Confederate general, dead at 39. Well, that happened when you were a Confederate general.
Yep.
And finally, in 1818, Paul Revere, American patriot, took his midnight ride to the next world.
Oh.
And those are your deaths.
No porno stars, huh?
That's
too bad.
Dude, we've got to find a way to maybe stretch the porno stars to include... you know, I don't know, maybe just like Shannon Tweed type actresses, you know, that maybe showed up on Cinemax half naked, but it's not like actual porn.
Softcore porn actresses.
Yeah.
Playmates. In fact, I do think Anna Nicole Smith died. I want to say this is her death anniversary week.
Okay. So yeah, that Anna Nicole Smith would be a good one. Just because you know how she died, right?
I might be wrong.
Anyway.
Maybe I heard something about, I don't know. I don't know if she died. I made that up.
Hmm.
I should have used more confidence in my voice. You guys would have bought it.
She died from an act of... Never mind. Anyway, that's going to wrap things up, mercifully. So, coming up next, our good friends from Hustletown. Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every coming up
they
at 7 o'clock.
They didn't let that caller call us racist.
That's right.
Craig fought it. He fought for his right to party.
That's right. Had our backs.
Yeah.
Slapped that dude down like Dwight Howard used to reject shots.
That's right.
Before he got lazy. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Really good job by the...
If anyone here is racist, it's Jong. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. He doesn't like other Asians. We all know that. All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
Once I get you. ESPN 97.5.